never satisfied.
Are you ever satisfied?
No, I'm never satisfied.
Cause hers are bigger than mine, and his is bigger than mine, and theirs is better than mine is, and theirs are better than mine. Cause hers are bigger than mine, and his is bigger than mine, and theirs is better than mine is, and theirs are better than mine.
tornado, tornado. But I'll go on and pray for bluer skies and kiss my tornado goodbye. Kiss my tornado goodbye. Well, the storm sucks if everyone survives. Tornado, tornado. And the dying only hurts those left alive.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long would you stay at home with supplies you currently got? Do you currently have enough stored water and food for to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Together. WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Sink pretty deep.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Pretty Deep from Tanya Donnelly, who's playing at Once in Somerville on the 30th of this month. And before that, we heard Machine Gun from Foox and Are You Experienced from Belly, which was Tanya Donnelly's old band, which is currently touring. And now we're going to... Here we go. We're going to do the concert report with Miss Paula.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Paula. That was a little experimental freeform radio there.
That was great. I'm going to turn up my mic.
Mm-hmm.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. I saw Belly at the Royale. That was a great show.
Royale with Cheese?
It was great. Belly.
Yeah, they're awesome. I saw them almost get struck by lightning.
Did you really?
In Newport at Fort Adams once.
They almost got struck by lightning?
Yeah, they were playing in a storm.
Wow. That sounds scary. Anyways... In no particular order, let's begin with your concert report. Thursday, September 22nd, at the Burren in beautiful Davis Square in Somerville, your man Captain Easy Chord kicks off another round of lunchtime concerts. The fun starts at 1 o'clock, so stop in for a pint and something to eat on your lunch break. Support Tom. It's a lot of fun. You can sing along or not. Kid Gulliver, the Blammos, and the Electric Octopus are at Once in Somerville later that evening. The Gala, Lady Pills, Analog Heart, and Fur Purse are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. Highway Chapel is at Cantab. Friday, September 23rd, Morgan Delt, Doug Tuttle, Mass Gothic, and the Beach Toys are at the Middle East upstairs. Eileen Springer's Got to Be Brave CD launch is at the British Beer Works in Walpole. Saturday, September 24th, the American Music and Harvest Festival is happening in Newburyport with the Fonz, Watts, B11, Soggy Po' Boys. This is an all-day event. It's a fun for the whole family thing. Check out their Facebook page under American Music and Harvest Festival for further details. Hummingbird Syndicate and Bird Mancini are at Dillboy Post, located at 371 Summer Street in Somerville. Hopelessly Obscure, Flipsides, Retro Rockets, and Downtowners are at the Bayside Bowl. They are rehearsing right now. They will be playing in Portland, Maine. Peter Bazell and the Academy, Viva Gina and Joe Turner and the Seven Levels are at the Greek American Social Construction Club. Boston Dyke March Punk Benefit with the Knockups, Gravel, C.E. Skidmore, along with Youth Decay are at Cantab. And also Tsunami of Sound and the Weisternauts are at Tavern at the End of the World, my favorite bar. Sunday, the 25th, Sally O'Brien's. This is the thing we were just talking about.
A hip place. Somerville has all the hip places.
Somerville is happening on Sunday. Everybody perk up your ears in case you didn't hear the interview earlier with JJ, Abby, and Bob. Sally O'Brien's is hosting Concert Across America with the Shy Five and many, many more. This event is also taking place across town at One Somerville. What's it all about, you ask? This is a nationwide event put in place to bring together a network of activists, organizations, and artists with dual goals of keeping guns out of dangerous hands. For more information on the cause, visit concertacrossamerica.org. The lineup at once is as follows. The Abby Barrett Band, Megan Tracy and the Mist Connections, Lily Black, Ghosts and Shadows, Boston Rock Opera, Harbor Lights, Angry Toddlers, and Matt Heaton and the Electric Heaters. Also visit Brighton Music Hall's page to see who they have in store for that very same event on the very same day. It's going to be great.
It's like time travel.
It's all ages.
It's the same time.
So yeah, it's fun for the whole family, and it's a great way to get involved if you're, you know, feeling kind of like helpless. What can you do because of the dire straits that are happening in our country right now?
Dire straits are playing?
Dire straits. No. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Go. They're not a local band. We don't care about them.
No, that's right. They're not. What do we got? Oh, the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. Toni Rose brings her poetry for their poetry slams beginning at 7:30. The Martians, You Scoundrel, Limited Freedom, Aneurysm, and Whoopee Sticks are at O'Brien's Pub. Again, that is in Alston. Monday, September 26th.
Different than Sally O'Brien's.
Not to be confused with Sally O'Brien's.
There's a secret passage, though.
I do stuff like that all the time, you know. That's not unusual for me to end up at O'Brien's when I... But you end up in the mosh pit at one and the hillbilly hoedown at the other. You'll know you're in the wrong place when you get there. What did I say? Oh, Monday Night Punk Ball at the Midway with Write Your Story, Almost Got Caught, Inman and Powder Keg. That's in lieu of Monday Night Football, Monday Night Punk Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good? Okay. The Spearmint Sea along with Lauren Ashley will be at One Somerville beginning at 8 o'clock. Again, this is Monday night, folks. Tuesday, Amy Fairchild with special guest Patrick Coleman will be at Toad. Last but not least, there's a Fitz Fest. Are you familiar with the Fitz Fest? Okay, well, it's three nights. Okay, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Thursday night show is at Great Scott. The Friday night show is at O'Brien's. And the Saturday night show is at the Middle East Up. Thursday night show at Great Scott features Rye Pines, Wide Eyed, Daphne, and Twin Furs. Friday show at O'Brien's is Funeral, Advantage, Steep Leans, Saccharin, Bueno, and David. Saturday, Middle East Up, is Black Beach, Dirty Dishes, Leaner, and Big Boy Club. FitzFest is a celebration of Boston's musical community. For more information, please visit Alston Pudding on Facebook. That's all I have for now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, and please go out and support local music.
Thank you for listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and now live in Studio D, we have, what time is it, Mr. Fox?
somewhere between night and day. Close my eyes and I heard you say you were leaving, so I clung to sleep like a safety net. Better reason for breathing. Our dialogue strayed, and the epilogue played on and 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 on. Now that the critics are.
Sometimes, though I try to stay in the lines, I still or What Time Is It, Mr. Fox? And that song's called Scribble. This is a song called Cold Rain.
You say you don't want me. Well, that's easy to believe. I can feel it in your finger, in the very way that you breathe. You wanna be fair. Well, none of this is. 'Cause when I'm gonna need you near, you'll be far and free from this. Oh, my. Here it comes. Here it comes. No place to run, nowhere to hide from this cold rain inside. Here it comes. This cold rain inside, a cold, cold rain. They say that you're good and you're looking well. God knows I love looking at you, and I knew you could tell. Did I look too long? Did I look too much? Does it even matter now that it's look, but don't touch? Oh, my, 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 oh, my, my, oh, my, my, oh, my, 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 here it comes.
Thanks for listening to WMFO. Once again, we are What Time Is It, Mr. Fox? Someday we'll answer that question. got Nathan Cohen on the fiddle.
Hey there.
We got Joe Cardoza on the electric bass. Dennis Monagle on drums. And Renee Dupuis on vocals and keys.
Hello.
The song is inspired by the writer Anais Nin. It's called Spy in the House of Love.
I wanna be a spy in your house of love.
Hey there, everybody. We're called What Time Is It, Mr. Fox? You can find us at www.whattimeisitmrfox.com. There's punctuation in our real name, but not in our website. Now you're digging deep. What do you want to say? How do you want to say? Can you show me the way? I don't know how to play. I don't know what to believe. Should I be happy to stay? Or should I be dying to leave? Would you say you're stalling or just impatient? Am I just chasing the colors of my imagination? Can you hear me shout? Can you hear me sing? Will the words from my mouth change anything? What do you want to say? What do you want to edit? Are you willing to pay? Now, how's your line of credit? I don't know what to believe. Should I be happy to stay? Or should I be dying to leave? Would you say you're stalling or just impatient? Am I just chasing the colors of my imagination? Of my imagination? I don't know what to believe. Should I be happy to stay? Or should I be dying to leave? Would you say you're stalling or just impatient? Am I just chasing the colors of my imagination? Of my imagination?
Doubts to.
Cripple you.
I know something.
I know there's something coming through.
Man, it's coming.
What is the message? Decoder ring. I don't know what to believe. Should I be happy to stay? Or should I be dying to leave? Would you say you're stalling or just impatient? Am I just chasing the colors of my imagination?
Boston Tufts Radio. This is WMFO. We are What Time Is It, Mr. Fox, live in the studio. This is Brian King on lead vocals. You can find us at www.whattimeisitmrfox.com. Most of the tunes that you're hearing tonight, we have never recorded, and we will be bringing them to the world soon. So this is a sneak peek. Thanks for listening.
Mr. Cupid, you lost an arrow. Why did you shoot it into my marrow? Pistol mine, where you going? Point that bow. Mr. Cupid, now he got me. I feel so stupid and ugly. Drive myself mad, waiting for his call. I feel dumb, licking them crumbs off the floor where they happen to fall. Mr. Cupid, now you got me. I feel so stupid and ugly.
Thanks for listening. We have Joel manning the board. We love Joel. I think Joel can relate to this next song. It's about a satyr, which is a mythological creature for those who never read the Greek myths. And it's a half goat, half man, which makes relationships a little troubling.
Another song for a satyr. I should have recognized your moves. We tried to ride the escalator, but you couldn't hide your hooves. I kept you laughing through winter, but you're a creature of spring. So by the time the ice had cracked, you'd packed your things. Somehow I always knew, could smell the woods on you. It's your nature to run like it's mine, to come when you call to me. winter, you know, I can keep your hands warm. You said in bed I was your radiator, but I couldn't touch your horns. I remember sweet bruises, first scratching my thighs and my knees, but now I can't hear your music through the trees. Sometimes it seems so long since last I heard your song. It's the burden I bear, like it's yours to care and crawl to me. When you wanna feel just a little less free,
got a squeaky chair. I'm squeaking over here. This next song is called Messed Up in the Garden.
One, two, one, two, three. Turns into the goddess. Gin and tonics with some sun and some dealing. The summer was golden, like the moon and the stars. When discovered by the sky, that big empty feeling gets lost for a moment. Son and the divorce and the kids from the high school think she's the life of the party. A little weed laced with opium, bare mattress on the floor, makes her kid a sandwich now and she sends him out the door. Ooh, in the garden. Child in the garden gets messed up. It's starting, it's way beyond us now. Moonlit child in the garden gets messed up. It's starting, he forced him outside. In moonlit child in the garden, it started soon. When the child in the garden finds a family. Just like his old man. Cute smile, cute stagger, like failure is a virtue. Church pamphlets from grandma litter the bedroom floor, but she still likes to down the scotch on Sunday like her mother before her. Ooh, in the garden. Gets messed up, it's starting, it's way beyond us now. Moonlit child in the garden gets messed up, it's starting, he forced it outside. In moonlit child in the garden, it started soon. When the child in the garden finds a family.
seaport blue. Winged scavenger, I'm just like you. Too familiar with the heroin slur and the beach traffic and a timeline blur. Seaport blue, winged scavenger, I'm